Welcome to Internet Aesthetic, a podcast about the internet, aesthetics, culture, and media. We are two Vietnamese American women who live in a society, and we're here to analyze it. Grab a snack and hang out with us. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Issa. What are we talking about today?
Today, we are talking about the glow up, or as we hypothesize, is it just a grow up? I think you brought up this topic idea because I feel like we've all seen those like glow up or rebrand videos on TikTok or Reels. And you pointed out that it's not really a glow up when you're just comparing your full adult self with your awkward preteen years.
Yeah.
You really just grew up. And I thought that was really interesting. There's always been this culture of glowing up from even before social media days.
Yeah, I think this trend started like a while ago on Instagram, where it was like, oh, here's a picture of me when I was like 12, and here's a picture of me now. And it's like, okay, but you can't compare the two. It's two like very different stages of life.
Right. In today's podcast, we'll go over the history of the glow up. Like Lisa mentioned, it goes back pretty far, and we'll go over later why this comparison to your younger self is problematic too. And then we'll go over what can a positive glow up culture look like. So Lisa, what is the glow up?
The glow up is basically like, lately now, it's more like you take a picture of yourself as you are, like without makeup, kind of like the actual like rolling out of bed look. And then you compare that to like the glowed up version of you where you have like a full face of makeup and you're wearing like really fashionable clothes. Mm. And you've like done your hair or whatever, and then it's like, oh haha, look at me, I glowed up. But like, I mean, I don't know, all you did was like get ready for the day. The original kind of version of the glow up that I know of is just like, again, that like comparing yourself to when you were an actual child and being like, oh look, I'm not an ugly child anymore, which we can get into why it's problematic to call your past child self ugly.
It's a great summary. Yeah, I feel like it's become popular because society is super fascinated with unexpected beauty and of course like obsessed with physical beauty in general. Mm-hmm. I feel like we've all had extreme satisfaction watching those like before and after videos or like movie montages. My favorite was watching like the Princess Diaries and that scene where Paolo is making her over and they straighten her curly hair, they break her glasses, and then they make her to a princess. And I feel like there are just so many moments like that throughout pop culture and history.
It's really about like, oh wow, what a like shocking transformation.
Yeah, someone so hideous could suddenly be lovable.
Yeah, that's really what it is.
I remember watching all of those What Not to Wear, or I don't know, all those reality shows where people like harass people who don't conform to beauty standards and then like make them over. And so I guess the origin of the phrase comes from like most pop culture phrases, black culture. So in 2013, rapper Chief Keef dropped his song, Gotta Glow Up One Day. So that was kind of the first reference to that phrase on the internet.
Apparently like that song is talking about like a financial glow up.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Huh. I mean, I guess we can get into that later too. How you can glow up in various ways beyond just physical appearance. But yeah, I guess we have changed the meaning of the mm-hmm. phrase glow up over time. Some other iconic glow ups in pop culture include when Kylie Jenner first got lip fillers and went from having thinner lips to now having very full lips and has created an entire career out of her lip fillers with her Kylie lip kits. Mm-hmm. Adele's recent weight loss is also considered a glow up on social media today. And I remember being obsessed with K-pop back in high school. Uh-huh. And all of my friends would be obsessed with looking up what these superstars looked like before they got all their plastic surgery, like in their pre-trainee days. Wow. So that's like a glow up fixation. I mean, this just ties into beauty standards in general and like people being rewarded for being pretty, but I feel like you are rewarded for glowing up most times when you have like hairy legs or acne or like you are heavier, then you're shamed. And when you do glow up, like a lot of times people's lives improve drastically, like they're no longer shamed or they no longer have to feel like they're constantly watching their back.
You're kind of buying into like society's beauty standards so that you don't have to like be harassed anymore for like not following the beauty standards.
Yeah. Like I remember the first time I felt aware of like my body and how people perceived it was I remember in the fifth grade, I was in this like after school daycare program or whatever, and mm-hmm. I was wearing shorts. And I like never noticed my leg hair in my life, but I remember hearing people like point at me and like whispering like, oh my God, her legs are so hairy. And I remember like looking down at my legs for the first time and actually seeing hair when, I mean, obviously it's always been there, but I never noticed it.
Yeah.
And so I feel like it's like really deep set traumatic experiences like that that also cause like why it feels so good to glow up. It's mm-hmm. like, oh, I'm shedding that self that was ridiculed.
Oh, did you like start shaving after that?
Oh yeah, that was like the first time I ever shaved. I like went home and I remember I was still living with my grandparents at the time, and I remember like picking up my grandma's like rusty old razor and like shaving my legs dry, like not even knowing how to like wet my skin. Anyway, so that's traumatic.
I guess it's just like the glow up is kind of like about feeling in control of yourself, even when the rest of your life is falling apart. Like you can control your appearance to a certain extent.
Yeah, that's a good point, because I know like that whole like girl wash your face movement was like you may be feeling really depressed, so what you can do is just get up, wash your face, do your skincare, put on a cute outfit and like feel good about yourself, like you feel like you're out of control.
Yeah, but like glow culture is problematic because it like reinforces beauty standards and like reinforces the idea of what women are supposed to look like.
Right.
It's like being reinforced by women. There's this blog post called I Didn't Have a Glow Up and Neither Did You, and it like talks about like how fourth wave feminism didn't try to change the status quo when it came to beauty. Fourth wave feminism instead just attempted to repackage it all as empowerment, and that looking pretty is empowering because you do it for yourself, and it doesn't matter that what is considered pretty plays directly into patriarchal ideals.
Is that the article where it's like the tagline of fourth wave feminism is eyeliner so sharp you can kill a man?
Yeah, like lipstick feminism, high heel, like
yeah.
Stiletto feminism.
This plays very well into the girl boss culture.
Yeah. Another problem that I kind of have with these glow up like before and after transformations is like some people maybe feel okay about themselves as they are, but then when they look at these like glow ups, they might see themselves in the before picture and be like, oh wait, I look like that. Like I have those features. Do I need to like change them to like glow up or be like a better version of myself?
I see that so commonly in like the glow ups that are centered around weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
I can't pretend to know what it's like to be a celebrity who's considered overweight. Like no matter what you do, you're criticized. Like if you stay the same weight, you're criticized for being fat. And if you lose weight, people either praise you and confirm like your deepest fears that you actually were not attractive, or you have people who like looked up to you like being the same size as you now being disappointed that they no longer see themselves in you. And I was researching Adele's weight loss and how that's been portrayed in the media. I mean, like I'm sure they're very happy for Adele, but seeing how much media has like praised Adele for her weight loss like really makes them feel bad, because like they still look like what Adele looks like before. And
yeah,
I mean, as much as you know body positivity culture has gotten popular in the past couple years, like it's still really challenging.
And like a lot of those weight loss transformation videos, they're usually tied to like self-improvement, like you're becoming a better person by losing weight.
Yeah, before we hear anyone talk about how being fat is unhealthy, like just want to put it out there. I remember in middle school eating nothing but like breath mints and french fries and like being skinnier than my friends who actually ate real meals and exercised. So I want to put it out there. Being skinnier does not mean you're healthier.
Yeah.
When people glow up, they're conforming to beauty standards that are almost always Eurocentric, classist, and ageist. A lot of times these people just have a lot of money to spend on conforming to beauty standards. In today's society, like it does take more money to be a certain like weight and like health, and then ageist because people like don't like it when people have wrinkles or look older. Yeah, so we talked about losing weight as glowing up being problematic. In almost all of these glow ups, people have glasses in the before and like contacts in the after, and it's just like the classic pretty popular girl is better than like the geek nerdy girl trope. For some reason, in a lot of these glow ups, there are like nose jobs. Honestly, okay, nose jobs can be very transformational. And like I had an acquaintance recently who got a nose job and she's been dreaming about it forever. It really did change her life. But almost always like these nose jobs are moving to like a more Western European style, like a smaller nose, compared to like Eastern European or, I don't know, other noses.
Yeah. I guess it's also like an unhealthy mindset to like take part in globe culture, because then you're always like looking at past pictures of yourself and either you're like seeing all the flaws that are there. You're like, oh, I was like so ugly, but now I've become a better version of myself. Or you like look back and you're like, why did I hate myself so much? I looked fine, but then you're still finding things to criticize about yourself today. It sucks to be like trapped in that mindset of criticism, of like self-criticism.
Yeah, because like when will you ever be satisfied with what you look like, or like be satisfied with yourself? Because your past self is still yourself.
Yeah. There was a blog post that talks about how like even after you achieve your glow up, you're still like going to find things about yourself to criticize. You're mm-hmm. still going to like be like, oh, well, if I was like a little bit thinner, oh, like maybe if my nose was like a different shape or mm-hmm. anything, like you're just gonna keep comparing yourself to other people and be like, oh, I want to look like that.
Yeah, I feel like there's a difference between setting goals for like how you want to improve as a person and then like making it like such a significant part of your life where you're constantly thinking of ways to get better and like every day just thinking about what's wrong with you. I don't know, it's just not a healthy space to be in all the time. Like it puts you in like a scarcity mindset and like a less than mindset. Mm-hmm. I don't know, it's like you can do these things, like you can like exercise more and eat healthier and like do your skincare, but you should do it, I don't want to say like for you, because it's hard to really suss out like what's for you and what's for other people.
Yeah.
But like with globe culture, a lot of times like when it is publicized and like published on social media or whatever, it's sometimes a way for people to get external validation and like show other people like, yes, I am better, I am like prettier or whatever. But like when you always seek the external validation, it's hard to know like when it's actually for your own like mental health and like your own happiness and your own like success as a person.
Yeah, like you're tying your self-worth to external validation
when like it should come internally.
Yeah, if you're constantly comparing yourself to like other people or like other women and just like seeing what's great about like what's better about them that you want to emulate, are you also like looking at them and picking apart their flaws as well? Like, oh, like she's not that pretty, she should like do this and this and this so that she can like glow up. It's just like so unhealthy.
No, exactly. Like judgment and insecurity go really hand in hand. Like mm-hmm. I remember when I was really insecure, I was really judgmental too as a person.
Yeah.
When you feel like you have to constantly pick apart other people, like you can't help but pick apart yourself, and it goes both ways. I think it's like a very results-oriented mindset too. There's like process-oriented mindsets and then there's results-oriented. So like typically people who pursue like a result, like I want to look a certain way or I want to like achieve a certain amount of like external success, then they're more likely to be unhappy than people who just focus on doing the things to get them to a better place. Like someone who says, I want to exercise every day because it makes me feel good. Those people tend to be more consistent and happier than people who go like, I want to have a revenge body. And like a revenge body is like a whole separate topic, but it's like, I want to look a certain way so I can make other people feel bad that they're no longer with me.
Mm-hmm. I guess like another thing that can kind of be not problematic, but it's just like a focus on an external glow up versus like mm-hmm. an inner glow up, which maybe we can talk about that next. In the Vogue article, this person, Maya Finno, was quoted as like saying like, at the end of the day, glow up culture ultimately celebrates the achievement of a more conventional attractiveness. And I would like to see us permanently stop attaching morality to bodies just because of how they look.
Right.
There's like just this focus on like the outer physical mm-hmm. glow up versus like glowing up as a person.
Yeah.
Becoming a better person.
You wrote about this too, but you taking yourself to therapy, you going on a walk when you're feeling restless, you wearing an outfit that makes you feel like yourself. These are more positive ways to glow up and like nourish your soul. Just becoming a healthier and happier version of yourself is like the best way to derive your self-confidence. When you're pretty on the outside, your happiness comes from other people like perceiving that. Mm-hmm. But if you're pretty on the inside, then you know you'll always be happy because it's like for you and like not other people.
It's just like the whole thing again about like inner versus outer beauty.
Yeah.
Just growing as a person, trying new hobbies, like doing things that like make you happy. I guess on some level, like you could probably justify it as being like, oh, well, you know, when people like my Instagram picture, that makes me happy. But it's like, like, if you dig a little bit deeper, it also just makes you probably depressed a little bit. Because, I don't know, you're just like, oh, like, people like me because I look a certain way. And then, if I don't look this way, they're not gonna like me anymore. And that's sad.
Yeah.
Like, get rid of the habit of getting validation from other people.
Yeah. think, okay, one positive glow up that I saw recently, it was like the best TikTok I've ever seen in like this glow up trend. Mm-hmm. It was in the format of show a photo of yourself today and then yourself 5 years ago. And the present day photo was this like drop dead gorgeous woman, impeccable makeup, super hot outfit. And I was just thinking like, oh God, here we go again. Like just conforming to beauty standards. Like she's just gonna show, you know, photo of herself as an awkward teen. But then the before photo, or I guess like the photo from her 5 years ago came on the screen, and it was her from before she transitioned.
Aww.
And so I was like, oh, this was really heartwarming because yeah. She looks so much happier and like more herself in her now photo. And like in her before photo, she was like clearly not her true self.
Mm-hmm.
That was positive. And like, yes, it's like an external change, but it reflects like an internal bravery and reflects like all the challenges she's been through.
Oh, that's nice.
From that same article you mentioned from the Glow Up Queen, they had like a list of recommendations to positively glow up instead of going through a glow up simply for like external validation mm-hmm. or focusing on your physical appearance. So I'm going to share the list because I thought Yay. It was really helpful. Number one, acknowledge that you cannot be perfect and do not compare yourself to other people. Number two, reflect on your life and if there are any toxic things you want to change about your life. Because we all have problems, we all have issues.
Yeah.
Number three, create a list of things you want to improve in your life. Number four, make an action step list to achieve those goals. Number five, be consistent in measuring performance and have an accountability partner. Number six, celebrate small and big achievements. And number seven, help others glow up too.
Yay, that's so good. Although lately I'm kind of like been against the idea of like measuring yourself, even in like a self-improvement capacity. Like when I was, we're probably going to talk about this in our next episode. Like I've been trying to read more, and initially I was going to like track all the books that I read and, you know, like, oh, how fast did I read them? Blah, 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 whatever. And I was like, I want to read books because I enjoy them, not because at the end of the year I want to be like, I read this many books.
Yeah.
I still like write down all the books that I've read just because I want to like have that list and just, you know, be able to like go back and be like, oh yeah, I really enjoyed this book. I should read it again.
No, that's so great. Because like in the end, you're reading because you want to consume more stories and get back into that habit and not necessarily to prove anyone that you actually achieved anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Looking forward to that episode.
Yay. Like this could be like a different episode entirely as well. But like when you were talking about body positivity, it like made me think of like how I agree that like you should be able to like love your body and like have a positive relationship with your body. But I think for a lot of people that can be like really difficult or even like impossible, because I think a lot of us are probably going to still find something to criticize about your body.
Yeah.
And so like, I don't know, something that's been like really helpful for me is like body neutrality, which is just like, oh, I don't really care what my body looks like. It is what it is. Your body exists to help you live your life and like go out and try new things and try new foods. You don't have to be like, oh, I wish my body looked a certain way. It just looks the way that it does.
That sounds a lot easier than, I feel like with body positivity, you have to go through so many hurdles of like societal expectations and beauty standards and like try to arrive at that point of, yes, I love my body the way it looks because XYZ. I feel like that takes a lot of effort when you could just be like, well, it is what it is and I'm fine with that. I'm gonna move on.
Exactly. It's like, oh, I don't care about your standards or anybody's standards or even my standards. Yeah. I can't change anything about this, or like, I don't want to change anything about this. It's fine as it is. No need for a glow up. It's whatever. It's like not tying your self-worth to your body or like assigning value to it.
Right, yeah. Because appearances change. Like you get older, your body will fluctuate. The way it looks. And trends change too. Like how people perceive your appearance also changes. I mean, I think we talked about changing beauty trends before, but like you really can't rely on other people to make you feel confident.
Yeah, I guess like that's something that's interesting is I wonder how 10 years from now, how teens are going to feel about what they looked like today.
Yeah.
Or if they're going to look at that and be like, oh, cringe. Like, why did I have all that makeup on? And then they'll like post a different kind of glow up of whatever the beauty standards are 10 years from now and be like, look at me.
Maybe it's, like, okay to feel cringe about your old self. As long as you don't, like you said, tie it to your self-worth today.
Teens are cringe in general. It's fine. Whatever. Like, it's just a phase of life. That's another thing that I forgot to mention is these glow-ups. Teens will also look at that and be like, oh, that's what I'm supposed to look like. When you're still just, like, a teenager and you're looking at, like, these women who are like, oh, I've glowed up. This is what I look like now. I'm so beautiful. They're like, oh, I have to look like that. And then it forces teens to, like, grow up faster.
Yeah, let's talk about the glow-ups versus grow-ups.
Yeah,
I think we missed that part. That's so true. Like, when women or people show, like, their past selves and say, yeah, look how far I've come, like, I was so, like, ugly back then, or you're comparing yourself to, like, yourself who has not gone through puberty yet, and how could you look at a 12-year-old and, like, impose beauty standards on them? Like, why would you impose any beauty standard on a 12-year-old child, even if it's yourself?
Yeah. Sometimes I feel like it was easier for us to be teenagers just because social media wasn't as big back then. All we really had to compare ourselves to were, like, the people around us. I don't know. I don't remember caring too much. I mean, I guess it's also, like, my mom never let me, like, try out makeup or anything. She was like, no. Yeah, it's unhealthy for your face and stuff.
My mom was the same way. Like, she was very adamant about not sexualizing us as kids. Mm. Like, she was very adamant about, like, not showing skin, not wearing makeup, not trying to be older. Like, she literally never let me shop in any teen section. Even though I was a pretty big child, like, I had a really early growth spurt, and I probably could have fit teen clothes, but she refused to let me shop there because she's like, nope, you're a child. You must wear child age appropriate clothing. But I remember, like, watching Hannah Montana and even reading, like, Teen Vogue magazines and, like, wanting to be, like, older girls even back then. Mm-hmm. Like, even if, like, no one in my cohort had, like, hips or boobs yet, I remember thinking, like, wow, that's gonna be me one day. Like, and, like, I remember, like, all the girls, like, stuffed their bras.
Oh, really?
With, like, tissue paper. Yeah.
I was, like, a super oblivious child. Like, I never really thought about, oh, are other, like, girls stuffing their boobs? I was like, it happens when it happens. I remember being, like, self-conscious about, like, my body hair, things like that too, though. For me, it was, like, my thighs. Like, you know how when you sit, they, like, spread out and, like, look bigger? Yeah. So I was, like, oh, looking at other girls and, like, oh, why do their thighs look so thin? Like, mine are so fat.
Oh my god, same. Flashbacks to middle school and, like, comparing your thigh size as you're sitting in a row on, like, the lunch bench or, like, in gym.
I don't know, like, at a certain point I realized, like, either it's just, like, my perspective of, like, looking down versus, like, looking diagonally at somebody else's thighs, or, like, other girls are being also, like, super self-conscious and they're just, like, kind of, like, not even resting their thighs on the chair, like, lifting it up slightly so it doesn't, like, spread out. It's tough.
Yeah, I really wonder what plagues the minds of teen girls nowadays. Yeah. I can't imagine it being too different. At the same time, I don't know what they see day to day to make them feel insecure. Because, like, that's the thing. You're always going to be insecure throughout middle school, no matter what era we live in. That's a time when you're transitioning to, like, a new body. And, like, no matter how cool or popular you are going to be awkward and embarrassing.
Yeah. Give yourself some grace. Give your child self some grace. Like, they were growing up, you know, growing through a tough time. It's like, it's tough to be a teenager. It's like such an emotional time of your life. You know, you don't need the added pressure of, like, being like, oh, I need to look a certain way.
You already went through that as a preteen. Don't impose it again on yourself as an adult. That kind of also reminds me of that trend or that phrase, you're not ugly, you're just broke. And, like, I remember you did not have the money or the means
to glow up.
Yeah, to glow up.
Like, when I look back at pictures of myself in high school, I was like, damn, you are so poor. Because, like, honestly, like, going to college and, like, finally getting a job and having freedom from my mom, who, like, honestly, she was very much the same. She was like, yeah, don't worry about how you look, just focus on school. Yeah, and then, like, I got to college, I was like, oh yeah, I can, like, buy clothes that I actually like, try out makeup and all this stuff. It was very freeing. But I kind of feel like at the end of the day, after I went through that whole, like, experimental, like, phase. I mean, I'm still, like, experimenting, but there was definitely, like, a peak experimentation phase. After a while, I was like, oh yeah, you know what? My mom is right. Like, none of this matters. It's kind of crazy looking back at myself and, like, not only seeing how I've improved physically, just, like, growing from, like, a teenager into an adult, but also just, like, remembering, like, how depressed I was back then.
Oh, Lisa.
And then realizing, like, oh, I'm much happier now. I'm still working on my inner glow up, but, you know, like, I'm a much happier person now.
Aren't the 20s amazing? I heard the 30s are even better.
Dude.
Like, women in their 30s just have it together. I mean, okay, they're still, of course, improving and changing and experimenting, but, like, the self-doubt is minimized so much.
Yeah, I think after, like, the chaos of your 20s, when you finally hit your 30s, you've kind of, like, figured out, or, like, I hope, I don't know. Maybe people in their 30s are listening to this and they're like, bruh, no. But I've read that, like, when you hit your 30s, you, like, kind of stop caring about all the yeah. things that you thought were important.
I can't wait for that. Take away all my care, future Issa. In conclusion, if you have a desire to glow up, I know it's really hard, but try doing it for you, your health, your happiness, because at the end of the night, in those moments before you fall asleep, it's just you. Your friends, your followers, your exes, they don't live with you or in your mind 24/7, only you do. So make sure your mind is a positive place, full confidence, minimize your self-doubt, and try for body neutrality instead of body positivity. It's much easier.
Thanks for listening to Internet Aesthetic. The music for this podcast is Rose Ornamental by Blue Dot Sessions. If you enjoyed listening, you can find us on Instagram at net.aesthetic or leave us a message on our website at internetaestheticpod.com. We hope you join us again next week. Bye!